Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. A podcast partnership between Purdue University Extension and Indiana's most listened to farm radio network, Hoosier Ag Today.
Welcome to 4-H4U, the podcast that celebrates the ideas, leadership, and passions of young people shaping the future of our communities. I'm your host, Greg Allen, and today we're diving into something every 4-H member, parent, and volunteer needs to know about, the Beyond Ready program. This initiative is all about preparing youth not just for competitions, projects, or interviews, but for life, helping them build confidence, communication skills, and professionalism that carry them far beyond the show ring or classroom. Joining us today is Indiana 4-H College and Career Readiness Specialist, Jennifer Abril. And we're excited to dig into how Beyond Ready works, why it matters, and how youth can get the most out of it. So let's jump right in. Jennifer, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And you said you've watched some of the other ones, so you're already... I mean, you're ready to go.
Yeah, I am. I am ready.
Beyond awesome. Ready. You're beyond ready. Well, let's talk about it. So for sure. Listeners who may not know or maybe new to the program, what exactly is Beyond Ready and what inspired its creation?
Sure. Beyond Ready is a national 4-H initiative. And the idea is to prepare youth nationwide to be ready for life, ready for work. And that in that it's part of a 4-H growth strategy in terms of not just growing the program, but growing young people, right? So in Indiana, we have embraced the Beyond Ready initiative and in fact rolled out Beyond Ready to our local educators statewide at our youth staff conference in September. So we talked about the Beyond Ready framework there with educators so that they are informed and ready to go. In short, it doesn't mean changing what they're doing in their 4-H programming, just being more intentional about making those connections between the skills and experiences that youth have in 4-H to their life beyond high school so that they are beyond ready.
So how does Beyond Ready help youth prepare for like real world situations like interviews, presentations, leadership roles, those sort of things?
Sure. Well, as I said, what we're trying to do is really be more intentional about the work we're already doing as 4-H educators. So we're trying to strengthen those connections between the experiences youth are having, whether that be in project work or in like Teen Leadership Weekend or Youth Academy that we have on campus. So any of those experiences, projects, activities that youth engage in as part of 4-H, what we hope to do is, like I said, strengthen the connection between the skills they learn there and how those will translate into life, right? How they will become better human beings, better employees, be able to be leaders in their communities.
So what makes this program different from other, say, like skill building or workforce readiness programs?
Right. Well, it is in a sense very similar to the workforce readiness initiatives that people may already be familiar with. And like I said, what we are trying to do is really tap in to what we do best in 4-H. So those experiences, those hands-on kinds of experiences that they're engaging in, and making that connection, that intentional view that, hey, these are things that I can take into the workforce and be successful. In fact, that's what employers have said is lacking, right? So when I was working on the next chapter curriculum, for instance, we have aligned that with the Indiana employability standards, right? And those were developed by Indiana employers that said, hey, we can teach these people the thing, right? To build the thing, to program the thing, to do whatever the skills are for the technical part of the job. What we're seeing is kids that can't communicate, kids that are having a hard time with time management, kids that are not able to think outside the box, right? So those are the kinds of things that we're trying to draw out from those experiences kids are having in 4-H. You know, when you are showing your livestock, for instance, at the fair, right? Those hogs or those steer are unpredictable. So what are you going to do? You have to think on your feet. You have to problem solve in the moment. Those are the kinds of skills that they need to take with them into the workforce.
I love it. Filling the gap. And you mentioned next chapter, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But what kinds of growth have you seen in youth who have participated in this program? Do you have any like standout stories?
Sure. In fact, we just we're taking a look at the data from the last year over the programming that we've been doing. And a lot of what we're seeing really aligns with the purpose of 4-H. So helping kids feel that connection with other people and building relationships, right? Those are things that we're seeing. So building relationships, not just with their peers, which is important, and they're doing that, but also with their adult leaders or with the other people that they're meeting through, let's say, a networking event. You know, building that network is an important skill that they're learning in these programs. And to see that self-confidence grow, right? That's always been something that we're interested in 4-H, giving kids the opportunities and watching them just bloom in confidence, right? That is one of those employability skills that employers want. So let's take that and translate that to what it looks like in the workplace.
That's awesome. So having said that, what are some common challenges that youth face when entering like competitions or interviews, and how does Beyond Ready help to overcome those?
Right. So, I mean, the challenges are those that we've kind of touched on already. That communication piece is a real challenge, especially in the age of post-COVID, right? A lot of kids are doing many things online, and having that face-to-face conversation is tough. So we talk about communication skills. We give them an opportunity to develop what a lot of us have called elevator speeches in the past. We call them personal brand statements in our program, so that they can have that available to them and make them a little less nervous to approach a new conversation with a new person. And then as they get into that conversation, they feel that success and the increased sense of, hey, I can do this, right? And that makes it easier. And we've seen that. We've done several networking events, for instance. We've had several opportunities for kids to be on campuses or in workplaces. And they're always a little shy or tentative at the beginning. But using the skills and the tools that we've given them makes it really easy to get started and start those conversations with people they may have never met before.
What a cool program. Jennifer, we got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we talked about next chapter, and we're going to hit on next chapter when we come back right here on 4-H4U.
The average American reaches for their mobile phone about 350 times a day. For Indiana farmers, that number is probably higher, as the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app keeps them updated on the latest markets, weather, and farm news information. If you haven't downloaded this free app, you're missing out on a powerful and portable resource. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app can be downloaded at the Apple Store and Google Play, and at HoosierAgToday.com, the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.
And we're back with 4-H4U. I'm Greg Allen, along with Jennifer Abril. Jennifer, walk us through what a typical Beyond Ready workshop or a session looks like.
Right. So, like I said, Beyond Ready is a framework for the initiative so that we can work within that in the different programs we're using. So within that, one specific college and career readiness program that we utilize is called Next Chapter. So we've developed that, aligned it to Indiana's employability skills standards. So for instance, it's divided into chapters. So chapter one is like the first year of the program. And that would include things like understanding themselves, right? So doing some assessment. We use the Agilities tools, which are tools from the DeBruce Foundation. We have a really strong partnership with the DeBruce Foundation and using Agilities. So they understand if I'm high in the innovating agility, for instance. That's the agility that talks about being able to think outside the box, being able to problem solve, being able to think on their feet. Then what careers might that be useful in as they're exploring different careers? So understanding themselves. In that first year, also we talk about just exploring careers, right? So we give them tools to do that. We use Indiana Career Explorer in Next Chapter, and that's a tool online where it's really multiple databases that have come together to help kids explore careers that relate to their interests and their agilities, what they need for those careers, meaning what kind of education do they need, what kind of skills do they need, where they can get the education for those careers. And then on Indiana Career Explorer, they also have the opportunity to kind of keep track of their exploration. So where are they in their goal towards graduation? Where are they in maybe building a resume, right? They can put in things to build that resume. So that's a really great tool for them to use. We also talk about networking is one of the big lessons in that first chapter, and we'll teach them how to do their personal brand statement. And we do some networking events where we bring in volunteers. A lot, all the way through this too, we're bringing in a lot of volunteers. And that's one thing also, if anyone's interested in volunteering, we're always looking
shameless
for
plug.
People to share. Yes, shameless plug. Always looking for people to share about their career, maybe come into the classroom and speak, or have us into their workplace for a workplace visit, or even a shadow opportunity for individual students. So that's a piece there. And then in that first year curriculum, we also talk about service learning and how that's connected to the skills that they're going to need. So how do you build a service learning project? How do you, first of all, do a needs assessment to understand if it's needed and what's needed? How do you allocate resources? How do you manage the timeline? And then how do you follow up? So it's building those skills through hands-on activities, things like doing vision boards. They love the vision board activity. And then some of those others that we've already talked about. And that's in that first year curriculum, or first year of Next Chapter. And then in future years, we talk about things like time management, study skills. We do a whole lesson on applying. So how do you fill out an application for a job or for a college or for a scholarship? And how do you search for ways to pay for that post-secondary education? So there's a multitude of topics that we cover over a four-year curriculum.
How do schools or community organizations partner with 4-H to bring a program like Next Chapter into what they're doing?
That is a great question. And what we're trying to do is really get the word out about what we're doing and encourage schools to, if they're interested, get a hold of us. So they can get a hold of me with my email, which is jlabril@purdue.edu, pretty simple. They can also go to the State 4-H webpage and find the Next Chapter page through there, easy. It'll have my contact information. Or probably the easiest way for local communities and local schools is to reach out to their local 4-H educator who will make those connections. In the majority of counties, those county educators already have an established relationship with schools so that they can work together and kind of tag me in to help design what that program looks like for them locally. Because we want to make sure that we are responsive to local needs, which is the whole purpose of extension, right? We want to be responsive to what's needed in those local communities. So if a certain school says, hey, we need a little help in bringing in more career speakers, then we can tap into our network and help do that. Right now, I'm working on some field experiences. We're going to be doing some site visits to microelectronics facilities down in my part of the state near Crane Westgate. It brings several schools in to see what microelectronics careers are like. We're also working on a day, a career exploration day in the Marion County area to work on motorsports careers. So, we might go visit a certain racetrack if we're lucky. So lots
Very
of different things happening. Yeah.
I was just going to ask you, what skills do you think will matter most for the next generation? I know there's a lot of talk about, getting on board with AI and really truly understanding how to manipulate and work it.
Yeah. And mentioning AI, absolutely. That's something that's here. It's not going away. And my colleague, Rachel Hazelby in the State 4-H office is doing a lot of work in AI. And I've had several conversations with her. And we definitely talk about AI in the Next Chapter curriculum and how to ethically, use those tools. It's important, and they're going to have to know that, and not just those tech skills, but I think one of the things you're seeing most is that innovating, that creative thinking is something that we practice a lot in Next Chapter. We do an activity with a game called Disruptus, where kids have to create a new object from two common objects, and it's really entertaining. It's entertaining to see what they come up with from just common objects. And we have them draw that on a big newsprint sheet and do a presentation to the rest of the class. And I add on to it, give me a mini marketing plan for this so that they understand in their teams why it's important to have individuals on a team with differing skills, right?
Yeah.
So you might have someone on your team that's really good at coming up with those new ideas and outside the box thinking, but they couldn't sell it to me, without another person on their team who's really good at that. So that's one of the skills, and that's an agility, right? I talked about agility. Selling and communicating is an agility. And so they will find, okay, I am really good at convincing my parents that I need this for Christmas. Well, that's a skill, right? I can now take that skill and use that in not just this activity, but then later in the workplace. So we tap into what they're already good at and build that up to help them see, wow, I do have skills. I do have things that I can put on a resume or share with someone about what I'm good at and the skills that I have.
I could just see a whole army of young people coming in front of their parents with a PowerPoint presentation on what they want for Christmas and why it would benefit them to have it.
Exactly.
These are the skill sets, folks.
That's awesome. Encourage it.
Jennifer, as we wrap up today, what's one piece of advice that you'd give to a young person wanting to step up in their confidence or their communication skills?
Sure. Well, I like to think about and really encourage kids to think of themselves as a whole person, right? We as adults tend to say to kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I really challenge other adults to say instead, who do you want to be when you grow up? Because they are more than the what. And that's what I really want kids to understand, is that their career is not going to define who they are. It's important. It's very important. And that's why we're focused on it. But within that greater context of the person that they're becoming, so that it's not as scary. And I think that's the thing. And I've told my facilitators, that's the thing I want to do most. Looking ahead, an eighth grader going into high school, they have a lot of decisions to make and things that are coming up with their career pathway choices and all those things. It's scary to a 14-year-old to think about what they might want to do for the rest of their life. So we try to make it less scary.
That's awesome. And what a cool way to wrap things up. Jennifer April, thank you so much for joining us today on 4-H4U.
Greg, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
That's all for today's episode of 4-H4U. A huge thank you to Jennifer April for sharing insights into the Beyond Ready and Next Chapter programs and the powerful impact it's having on youth across our state. If you're a 4-H member, parent, or volunteer, and you'd like to learn more, check out your county's 4-H website or talk with your local extension educator about how to get involved. Remember, confidence isn't something you're born with. It's something you build. And with programs like Beyond Ready and Next Chapter, our 4-H youth are preparing not just for the next event, but for every opportunity that life brings. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep going beyond ready. 4-H4U is a podcast from the Hoosier Ag Today Presents, your Purdue Extension Podcast Network. I'm Greg Allen. See you next time.